How a little blood can go a long way. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. On the battlefield, a soldier who gets wounded and loses a lot of blood risks going into shock. But now, scientists at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine are testing a potential treatment that could buy these injured soldiers enough time to get to a hospital. Mitch Fink is chair of Pittsburgh's Department of Critical Care Medicine. He and his colleagues have developed a fluid that could help resuscitate patients who have suffered massive blood loss.
The innovation was using a large polymer derived from aloe vera, a tropical plant, that seems to decrease the resistance to blood flow in the blood vessels so that less blood can do the work of more blood.
They recently tested the concept in rats.
The animals that were treated with the special resuscitation fluid survived significantly longer than the animals that were treated with the control fluid, that is, the same volume of normal saline solution but without the polymer.
Fink says a lot of work needs to be done before the fluid can even be tested in humans. But if the treatment works, it could not only help wounded soldiers on the battlefield, but trauma patients in the ER as well. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.